I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris are all making very big speeches today.
Kamala Harris hit Milwaukee Tuesday for her first campaign rally following her endorsement by President Biden.
We have an election to win!
The likely Democratic presidential nominee heads to Indianapolis, where Harris will address Zeta Phi Beta's Grand Boulet, a national conference for the historically black sorority.
She talks about the history of this country, not with appreciation, but with condemnation.
Republican Senator J.D. Vance is scheduled to headline an event in Fort Wayne, Indiana, hosted by businessman Bill Bean. The New York Times reports that the Republican vice presidential nominee is leaning into his role, with invitations going out for more than half a dozen fundraisers over the next week. Due to their schedules, both Harris and Vance will miss an afternoon address by visiting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In the evening, Donald Trump holds a rally in North Carolina. The event at the Bojangles Coliseum, an indoor arena in Charlotte, is his second rally since the assassination attempt and Republican National Convention, and the first since the resignation of Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle. Tonight, President Biden addresses the nation from the Oval Office in his first major statement since isolating with COVID-19 and stepping down as a presidential candidate. Jennifer King, Washington.
Yeah, you know, there's some conversation going on about Joe Biden, like, being in hiding and why did he not come out? Why has he waited so long? I thought the guy had COVID. And when you're a little older, it might take a little longer to get over COVID. I mean, I'm not doing this to support Joe Biden. I'm doing this to support the truth and the idea that, you know, Joe Biden was sick. I mean, he announced that he's dropping out. I don't think it's a big deal that he's waited until tonight to make the announcement. But I know that we're familiar with what he's going to say. Like, you know, I just can't do it. Anyway, here's a little more about what Joe Biden might say to the nation tonight from the Oval Office.
President Biden will address the nation in prime time to explain his decision to leave the race and make a case for his record. The president's legacy is very much on the ballot in November, even though his name is not. And how his single term is remembered will be intertwined with Kamala Harris's success. She is the first vice president to run for the White House since Al Gore, who distanced himself from Bill Clinton. Harris, though, is running tightly on the administration's achievements.
Unmatched in modern history.
Donald Trump and his allies are eager to tie Harris to the president's record, and not in a good way, calling her Biden 2.0 and singling out high inflation and border policies, among other things. Sagar Meghani, Washington.